USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Following the CDC's updated guidance on mask wearing, several national retailers are also changing their policies. Walmart, Costco, Publix, Sam's Club, and Trader Joe's have all announced that wearing masks in their store will be optional for customers who aren't fully vaccinated, subject to local mandates. The stores are still asking those who are unvaccinated to continue to wear masks. The move comes after the CDC changed their guidance earlier this week, saying that people who are fully vaccinated no longer need to wear masks indoors, except in crowded settings and in healthcare facilities. Even with the new mandates, some stores like Apple, Kroger's, and Target say they're leaving their mask requirements in place for now. And the CDC says that schools should continue to have students wear masks and physically distance through the end of this school year. That guidance applying to all schools, K through 12th grade. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A Florida congressman may have paid more than a dozen women for sex. Mike Fortier reports.
The DailyBeast.com reporting Friday that former Seminole County tax collector Joel Greenberg will tell federal investigators that Congressman Matt Gaetz paid over 15 women for sex. Sources tell the website that one of those women later got a no-show government job funded by Seminole County taxpayers. Also, one person tells the Daily Beast they saw Gaetz snort cocaine at a hotel in Orlando in 2019. Greenberg expected to plead guilty Monday to federal charges and cooperate with an investigation into Gaetz. Gaetz has not been charged with a crime, and he denies paying women for sex. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And a 50-car train has derailed in southern Minnesota. Union Pacific says that more than half of the train's cars left the track Saturday afternoon, about 100 miles south of Minneapolis. No injuries have been reported. But Union Pacific says it's still working to determine if any hazardous materials were being carried on the train. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The man who was the subject of the Netflix series, The Tiger King, has revealed that he has prostate cancer. Wendy King reports.
The former zoo owner took to Twitter on Friday to share his cancer diagnosis and once again pleaded for a pardon from President Biden in the wake of his illness. Exotic, who is 58, was convicted on 17 federal charges of animal abuse and 2 counts of attempted murder for hire in his plot to kill nemesis and big cat rescue owner Carol Baskin in 2019. He was sentenced to 22 years in prison. In his social media post, he said his PSA count came back very high for prostate cancer. He said, "My body is tired. I have lost a tremendous amount of weight, and the mouth sores are out of control. I throw up now more than I eat." He added that he didn't want anyone's pity, but was instead hoping for a pardon from President Biden, Vice President Harris, and the Attorney General. He accused the police and the Department of Justice of corruption. He wrote on Twitter, "Make this right and sign that pardon that Trump left behind so I can go home and get proper medical care and proper food." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And no horse will capture the Triple Crown in 2021. As Rombauer pulled off the upset to win the 146th running of the Preakness Stakes. Kentucky Derby winner and race favorite Medina Spirit finished third. Rombauer's trainer Mike McCarthy winning in his first appearance in the Preakness. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.